Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shavuos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. Now we're going to have the opinion of two Tanoim who disagree with some of the Mishnais that we learned earlier. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer Rabbi Eliezer says, the Pasuk says, Oy benivlas sheretz, tomei venelam mimenu. He came into contact with a dead sheretz. He forgot about it. Now, it says already in that Pasuk, b'chol davar tomei. And a sheretz is included in davar tomei. So why does the Pasuk have to repeat it? Zakt Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Pasuk repeats hasheretz, venelam mimenu, it is to stress. Al helam sheretz chayiv. If a person forgot that he became tamei by touching a sheretz, and then he entered the azara, for that he's chayiv. But contrary to what we learned earlier, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the einoi chayiv, he would not be chayiv al helam migdash, if he knew that he was tamei. But he entered the Beis HaMikdash not realizing he's in the Beis HaMikdash. For this, there is no karban. Now really, says the Batanur, Rabbi Eliezer learns two things from the extra pasuk. Number one, again, like we explained, the karban is only for someone who forgot that he was tummy and entered the Beis HaMikdash, not for someone who knew that he was tummy, but entered the Beis HaMikdash without knowing that it was the Beis HaMikdash. The other thing Rabbi Eliezer learns from the pasuk is that the karban is only if the person not only knew at one point that he was tamei, but he had to know why he's tamei. Did he touch a sheretz? Did he touch an avela? Knowing that he was tamei was not enough. He had to know why he was tamei. After that, he forgot, and he ate hegdish or entered the Beis HaMikdash, that's when he's chayiv. Rabbi Akiva, the second sheet in our mission is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says like this. If you were listening to the Pasuk says, V'nelam mimenu v'hu tamei. It was forgotten by him, and he was tummy. Al helam tumachayiv. This teaches us, according to Rabbi Akiva, that a person has to bring a carbon if he forgot that he was tummy and he entered the Beis HaMikdash. Al helam tumachayiv. For forgetting he's tummy, that's when he's chayiv. But ve'enoi chayiv al helam migdash. But he does not have to bring a carbon for forgetting that the place he was entering was the Beis HaMikdash, even if he remembered that he was tummy. So what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Aren't they both saying the same thing? That the carbon is not brought for forgetting that it's the Beis HaMikdash. The carbon is brought only if you forgot that you were tamei. Well, first of all, there's an afkamin as to how you learn it from the Pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer learns it from the extra hasheretz. Rabbi Akiva learns it from the Ne'elam Imenu V'hu Tamei, that it was forgotten that he was tamei. Now, from the Pasuk Rabbi Akiva learns it from, we learn only one thing. That's only if you forgot that you were tamei and you entered the Beis HaMikdash, that's when you're chayiv. But there's no halacha that you have to know how you became tamei. But from the Pasuk Rabbi Eliezer learns this from, hasheretz, so we also learn from there that it's not enough to have known you were tamei. You have to know how you became tamei. Was it through a sheretz or was it through an avela? Then we have a third shita, the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel goes back to what we learned at the beginning of our perek. He agrees with that Tana. And this is how we learn it from. Rabbi Shmuel says, V'nelam, v'nelam, shtei pa'amim. The Pasuk says, it was forgotten from him, and it was forgotten from him twice. L'chayiv, and that is to teach us that he is chayiv. Al helam tuma, whether he forgot he was tamei and he entered the Beis HaMikdash or Eid Hegdish, as well as val helam migdash, as well as if he knew he was tamei, but he forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash. So once again, the three shitas in our Mishnah, the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that we learned from the extra word hasheretz, that you're only chayiv the carbon if you forgot you were tamei and entered the Beis HaMikdash, not for someone who knew he was tamei but forgot it was the Beis HaMikdash. For that type of shogig, there's no carbon. And furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have to know how you became tamei. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that you're only chayav a karbon if you forgot that you were tamei and entered the Beis HaMikdash. And you're not chayav a karbon if you knew you were tamei, but you forgot this is the Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Akiva does not learn it from hasheretz. He learns it from the Ne'elam Imenu V'hu Tamei. It's only if he forgot that he was tamei. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva does not have the requirement that you have to know how you became tamei. That's only if you learn it from the Pasuk Hasheretz. And the third shita was the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who says, like we learned at the beginning of the Perek, because the Pasuk says Vinelam twice, that teaches us that it makes no difference if the mistake was he forgot that he was Tami and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or even if he remembered he was Tami but forgot this is the Beis HaMikdash. In both cases, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he would be Chayiv the Chatas.